chirping. Mousy's hairs all stood on end as he realized what she meant. Whispering back, he said, "You think it's..." The silence. Vulpa's mouth moved, but no actual sound came out. Mousy froze. Vulpa waved her paws at the curtains, and they pulled shut in front of the window. Once more, she raised the claw in front of her lips, but this time she said nothing. Instincts battled within Mousy's mind. One told him to run away and hide somewhere, while another told him that if he moved, the silence might hear him, and he'd be easy prey. No one had ever actually seen the silence and lived to tell about it, but there was no shortage of stories about what it might be. All that anyone knew for sure was that everything fell quiet when it came near, and a thick fog always heralded its arrival. Vulpa and Mousy remained still for what seemed like an eternity. "How will we know when it's gone?" Sofair asked. "I don't know," thought Mousy. "But I'm too scared to say anything." The gurgling of Mousy's stomach sent terror through his every nerve.
"No! Stop that!"
Vulpa glared at him, as if he'd done it on purpose. He gave her an apologetic look. Vulpa's nose twitched, and an expression of true horror crossed her face. Her eyes pressed shut, and she raised a paw to cover her nostrils. Her whole body shook, and she sneezed. Mousy slowly sank to the floor, hoping that his brown fur and robe might blend in with the wood. "Maybe it didn't hear us." The room darkened as a shadow stood beyond the curtain on the other side of the window. Mousy didn't recognize the shape, but whatever it was big enough to have crushed even the original inhabitants of that house. Mousy's breath stopped in his throat and his whole body trembled. All thoughts vanished, replaced by one simple desire. Survive. Daring to peer up at the dark shape cast upon the curtains, he could just make out eyes trying to peer inside the house. Three eyes? Five eyes? "I can't tell," said Sofair in his thoughts. Vulpa stood still as a statue, holding her breath. The dread was so paralyzing, Mousy thought his heart might stop. "Think of a happy song," Sofair suggested. "Good idea." Mousy welcomed anything that might take his mind off the monster that lurked just outside the house. He recalled a song that his neighbors in Akbar used to play on their instruments all the time. There were no words, just a happy, jaunty tune. Mousy closed his eyes, recalling every note of that unnamed song, and nearly jumped out of his fur when he heard the song playing aloud. His eyes shot open. A lute, a flute, and a pair of drums hovered in the air in front of him, all playing that song of their own accord. Mousy had accidentally conjured them while his eyes were closed. Sofair's spirit appeared and snatched the sticks away from the drums to stop their noise. Vulpa shot Mousy a furious glare. She waved her paws and several dozen bows appeared in the air above her. All of them had arrows knocked and the strings pulled back. They took aim at the dark shape beyond the curtains. Mousy waved his paw over the instruments and they stopped.
"Sorry," he whispered.
"Shh," Vulpa cautioned. Taking a cue from her, Mousy conjured three catapults, all of them ready to launch stones at the silence, should it attack. He knew that even if they had an army to help them, it was unlikely they'd be able to fend off such a monster. But they had to try. But rather than attack, the dark shape vanished. Half a minute after it was gone, Vulpa gave a sigh of relief. She tiptoed over to the window and parted the curtains just a paw's breadth. The fog's lifted. It must have found other prey. "Small comfort," said Sofair. The catapults Mousy conjured dissipated, as did the bows Vulpa made. "I'm sorry," said Mousy. "I'm sorry, too," Sofair said. "The happy song was my idea." Vulpa shook her head at them. "It is good that Mousy is a powerful wizard, but power is more of a liability than an asset if it can't be controlled." "What does that mean?" Mousy asked. Sofair said, "I think she means, if you can't control your magic,